Good morning. We are continuing with Maseches Trumos. We are in Parak Zayin. We are up to the seventh Parak. We are up to Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel reads as follows: Hamachel Espanav Ketanim. A person feeds his young children Truma by mistake. Or in other cases, Vesavadav Ben Gedolim Ben Ketanim. He feeds his servants, whether they are Gedolim, whether they are over the age of Bar Mitzvah, or they are under the age of Bar Mitzvah. Or in other cases, the ochel chutz laaretz. A person eats truma from chutz laaretz. Now, this case is talking about truma, which is not chayiv midoraisa. It's certain places where chazal, where geyser that one needs to take of truma, even though he's not biblically obligated to take off truma. Nevertheless, chazal they made a takana that in those areas, you have to take off truma anyway. So a person eats that truma, or in other cases, va'echel pachais mikazayas truma. A person eats less than a kazayas of truma, which is not considered to be a real eating. It's not considered an achila. Halacha is mishalam asakarim ben mishalam asachomish. In all these cases, a case where someone feeds his child truma, the child himself is not a bar chiyuv, and therefore he does not have the chiyuv, he does not have the obligation to pay back that chomish. We described earlier that the payment of an extra fifth, or really, mathematically, an extra quarter, is for the one who eats it. It's not for the one who takes it. So the one who eats it in this case is somebody who is a child. He is not a bar chiyuva. He does not have an obligation to pay back that extra fifth. Similarly, by avadim, they are people, servants, do not have any personal assets. Everything that they own belongs to their owner, and in exchange for that, their owner has the obligation to see that all their needs are met. So in those cases, they can't possibly pay back the chaymesh. It's just the principal that needs to be paid back. And similarly, when truma is only chayiv midrabanan, like in chutz laaretz, or in a case where a person's achila did not have a halachic, it does not have a halachic definition of eating, it cannot be defined as eating, even though he did digest the food, nevertheless, it's too little to be considered a real achila. In those cases, he pays back what he took. The keren, the principle of what was taken, needs to be paid back because, simply, that's a regular monetary issue that needs to be paid back. But ve'enu mishalem asachomesh, the extra fine or the extra fifth is not paid back. V'hatashlumen chulin. In that case, the payment is just a monetary payment. It is not, the truma does not get elevated to the category of the extra payment for the truma does not get elevated to the category of truma, and therefore, since it is only a monetary payment back to the kohen, imratza kohen limchol meichel, if the kohen decides he wants to forgive that payment, he has the right to make that decision on his own. Mishnah Dalad really is a sequel to this Mishnah, and it says it's really a sequel to a lot of the previous Mishnahs, and it says, understand this rule, Zeh klal, kol mashalim karen mechemesh atashlumin truma. Anytime there is an obligation for a person to pay back the principal plus the extra fine, hatashlumin truma. The chemesh is only instituted in a case where the payment gets elevated, and whatever money or food is used to pay back the kohen is elevated toward the kedusha of truma. When that happens, imratza kohen limchal ena meichal. Since this payment becomes a regular din of matnais truma, it is a din midoraisa. So the kohen does not have the right to intervene and say, "I'm going to be meichal. I'm going to forgive this payment." He can't do that because the Torah was mechayev it. However, v'chol mashalim esakaren ve'en mashalim esachemish. Any time we say a person needs to pay back the principal, but the chemish, the extra fifth, does not need to be paid back. In any case where we find that, then it is simply a monetary payment. Tatashlum and chulin, it is a simple monetary transaction between the Yisrael and the Kayin, because you took something which belonged to the Kayin. And Ratza Kayin Limchal, Meichel, therefore, since it's simply a monetary payment, the Kayin has the right to decide that he wants to forgive that money, and he can tell the person it's okay, don't pay it back, and he is forgiven. We'll stop here at Mishnah Hay and continue tomorrow, Mirtzah Hashem. Have a wonderful day.